Evening, everyone. The end of the shiur yesterday, we were discussing the Tosfos on the Avdala of the Beis in the Sefer Brachos. The Tosfos was worried about the issue of smichas ul v'tfila at night in view of the fact that we have this Yireway naming. So Tosfos had a number of comments. First, they said it's a gula arichta, which we find that hard to understand. Not much about gula there. I thought it meant it's a tzorach ha-tfila. Based on the word of Hamid Beis, a person will leave his friend in the lurch, so they torfel the philosophy in front of. And Tosfos explains over here, in the first narrow lines of the Avdala of Beis, Tosfos says, "Tekinu lo mazeh b'shevetov kach ispal chaver gamu, yelech b'es ha-knesses ha-shigmo kolet ha-tfilosa." So he explains the Torah ha-tfila, because otherwise his tefillah will be thrown back at him because he left before his friends finished Moneska. That's what we understood. Fine. What's the second explanation, Tosfos? Tosfos says also another explanation, Yud Ches Azkaros. So like a tefillah, it's like Moneska itself, it's a tefillah richter. A tefillah richter. Now we have to turn to the Rosh, which we did not see yesterday. We ran out of time. The Rosh also comments on this issue of smicha school with tefillah in the context of Yireway Neinu. Take a look over here. It's Simen Hay. Simen Hay. The tema, the small shinnis of the Adaniyata. Av min hagenu shadam av sikim ba'arvish and tukum Yireway Neinu b'kadish. Fein no, but this Yirulon karav dam on the kamon. Tfilas Avas Rishus, Ulohachi Eino Nelis Kosh Lismo, in Kerab Yochanan, the Matzuch Lismo, Tfilas Uchova? Ah, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, that's not true. We pass in Tfilas Avas as a Rishus. The Shema, with a small little basis. The Shema, Rabbi Yochanan, Sober, Kemo Rav, Afi Lohachi, Mechai, Lismo, right? Uminik Zeh, Nogu also Hamon, the fish of the Mayam or Rishonim, or Yubotek, Nesir, Shonim, the Sodoms, who was davening in the field. It sounds like today with Corona. You davening outside. That was in the fields, not that's just in the backyards. But you ran this Akim Shemanachat for this Arbis, you're afraid to wait till the end. You take the Lama Psukim Elu, Shem Shmon Esri, as Kovas, can you take this Bracha Shal Shmon Esri? Can you imagine that? You take the Lachaychen, Birchas Yu, and the Kaddish. They didn't daven at all. They didn't daven a ma'ariv. They were afraid to wait so long. What do you see from here? Shmoneh Esrei takes long. Shmoneh Esrei takes 2 minutes. So you can wait 2 minutes. An old Morasha memory. The old days, so the teenage boys, the Machon Mechina boys, would daven by Esrei sometimes ma'ariv. I'd be sitting in the back. This goes back to the very beginning. Way, way back. 45 years ago. So I was sitting in the back of this Medrash, and they would come in and daven Ma'ariv, and I was learning back quietly. I saw how fast it took them to say Baruch Hashem Le'olam. I once timed them, from the time that he said Baruch Hashem Le'olam until he said Hamach Shofahi, 22 seconds. So I promised anybody $10 that they're going to say, sit in front of me, and start from Baruch Hashem Le'olam, can feel mouthless in 22 seconds, I'll give them $10 on my pocket. So if I will have to my Zoom. Disconnected. Well, it's connecting again. It's not the first time. I'm sorry I got disconnected somehow. It's my detective stuff is a problem. So for those who were listening, they were diving so fast, the teenagers, that it took them 22 seconds to get from Baruch Hashem the Olam Amen V'Amen to Yamalcha Shofahi. I thought it on my watch. So if you can replicate that, I'll give you $10. No one took me up. So I'm saying, so they did it. Took them a minute. Okay, a minute. I don't know. But Shmesser was probably taking 10 minutes. 5 minutes. That took them a long time. But those extra few minutes, they were afraid to wait around. The original customer said, these things, instead of Shmesser Mark. Instead of Shmesser Mark. Wi-Fi is breaking up. Where's that thing? It's there?
No, it's not there.
It's not there. Come on. I'll go them slow till they get the gizmo. I apologize. A technical snare. I'll speak slowly, maybe it'll be clear. So they used to daven, these, the Baruch of the Olam, instead of Shema Ezra. That's what there were 18 Shem Hashems, connected the 18 brachas of the Shmona Esra. Okay, that was an interesting custom they had. Instead, not in addition to, instead. Explains the Madani Yatav. Kloma v'chein yiftar mitzvidas yitches. Can you imagine? Instead. Hash k'nami shemispal n'arves v'besa k'neses. Now we dive in shul with the whole Shmona Esra. On his batel ha-minig ha-risho. The original minig says, Komakom ein lahasi b'vorm acherim el kemoshe n'agu. Amazing. Oh, we should be better off now. I have a gizmo. Look on my fire.
Yeah.
My fire is here. We have a my fire. Not just a Wi-Fi, a my fire. So things should be a little bit better now. I hope it's better. And this is the opinion of the Rosh. Amazing. In the olden days, they did not. One off again. Okay, it's connecting again. I don't know what's happening
maybe,
again.
Maybe there's
the Wi-Fi doesn't work?
No, I'm wondering if instead of being connected to the Wi-Fi, it's connected to the
original
Wi-Fi.
Oh, try again. I'm back again. Again, Wi-Fi is not as good as it should be. But okay, I'm back again. I keep coming back. As long as they tell, let me come back, I'll come back. So the original custom was they'd say Talashki Benu, and instead of Ali Meyer, they would just say only the Yitbar Hashem Yoma. Even though now we're back in shul, we're not scared anymore, it remains. That's the amazing custom. Amazing custom. Remarkably, if you look at in the Mordechai, he talks about this as well. Let's get open to the Mordechai, please. Put this in. The Mordechai of Sefer Brachos. Look what he says. The Mordechai of Sefer Brachos says as follows. It's Os Hay. Lam Amram Kosa the Sefer Shalom. The Masha Anu Omu Kadosh Ben Gula Lil Arvis and Tefillah Shal Arvis Kel Hashmina Lo Beina Le Mitzvah Gula Shal Arvis and Tefillah Arvis Rak Gula Shachas Tzvah Tefillah Shachas Could they ploy him? For Keret, opposite of everything we said until now. But the reason we say Kadosh is to demonstrate that we do not require Smichas Gula Tefillah Shal Arvis. Exactly the opposite of the whole Tosis. Tosis is trying to figure out how we have Tefillah Shal Smichas Gula Tefillah despite the fact we have Yeruway Nangu and Kaddish, and Rav Amram goes the other way around. The Dafkas say we say Kaddish to show we do not. The next piece in Mordechai, the Yeruway Nangu, the Yudchas Psukim Shach Ashkevenu, Tidnu Chacham Bishul Shabbat Eknesil Shalahem, Hoy Besodah, the Tidnu Chacham Shmonesi Psukim, Keneget Shmonesi Brachos, Ubirkas Yuaz Nangu Yudachavenu, Shiam Tidus Ezeb, Flo Yeshoech Abichidi, the Yestakain, Umeat the Havalei. That's what we have in our Tosfos. And some say it should really be not a gula rechta, but a tefillah rechta. This is what it says. So the whole series of understandings, what's happening. It's interesting. Tosfos gives an impression that the Kaddish is also a tefillah rechta. Or Chashulim says that the Kaddish is a gula rechta. What happened to those who don't say it? Rabbosai. In Eretz Yisrael, no one says the 18 psukim. They say Kaddish. So how can the Kaddish? It must be, presumably the Kaddish is like a kind of a gula rifta, because it's gala the iskadish shnei rabba. Oma the Rav Yehusa, the Kaddish Baruch instead of the Mashiach. Right? And that's what it means. Now it's interesting. We don't say Baruch Hashem on Shabbos. Nobody. Why not? According to the second day in Tosfos, we understand. It's not parallel to the 18 brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. We don't say 18 brachos on Friday night. That's fine. According to the first answer, we can say as follows. There's another takana for late comers on Friday. You know what it's called? It's called Ne'en Sheva. We call Mogen Avos. That's what we say for the late comers. That's why the takana is only in Shul. have a backyard minyan in someone's house. To this day, even though it's been there for 3 months, we do not say Magen Avos because it's only a temporary place, and we hope we come back to shul there sometime. Could be. There's another possibility, which is that maybe Tosus suggests, take a look at Rabosa and Tosus, Chav Zayin and the base. Chav Zayin and the base. Chav Zayin and the base. Look what it says. Hilchos Hakavas in the Rav, the Nira, the Taktik, the Psukim, the Kaddish, and Ulu, the Tvila, the Rishusu. That's what Tosus is saying. And Tosus implied, I don't see it in the Pharisees right now, but it's quoted in the Ramah, I can find it in the Shulchan, this I can find for you. Let me show it to you from the Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Yud Aleph. And Simon Kufir Aleph, Sif Aleph in the Ramah. Quite a remarkable Ramah. Kuf Yud, if you have a Shulchan Mishkabur in front of you, please open it up. Kuf Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph. Says it's followed, the Ramah. Yesh Omer, Mahad, the Sarah, the Mishmach, Ge'ula, the Tfilah, is only Bechol. But not the Shabbos. What a remarkable point of view. Does not apply on Shabbos. Alright? Where does it say so? Look at the Hagos Ashri Simen Yud. On the Rush. Everyone tries to go marshal, look inside. Simen Yud. Hagos Ashri. Here it says. The Shabbos ain't Tzara, let's go Gula Tzvila. Hold the nafkala miyach Hashem b'yom tzara the ksiv v'asrei yirotza and the ki v'shabas la yom tzari or is a ruach. Okay, so if that's the case, you want to know why people don't say Baruch Hashem l'olam on Friday night, we can suggest that there's no raya for the psukim that tefillas arvus is reshus, so it's not to demonstrate it, you don't have to because no tefillas go between it. Doesn't exist on Shabbos. Or the Shamu. They're trying to make a hefsek, right? So there's a Shamu's enough of a hefsek. The Rebbevan says you say it even on Shabbos. And that's how you fulfill Smichos school with Tefillah. And only then you're allowed to say the Shamu and Kaddish. See, he goes from one extreme to the other. So you can't, the Dafka should say it on Friday night. Only then can you say the Shavuot Kaddish. So the bottom line is, how do we avoid the problem of canceling Spiros Kulot Tefillah to Yiro Adenu with Kaddish? One, Enoch Enami. Tefillah Tzavah is Rishus. That's why we do it. Show we only Spiros Kulot Tefillah. That's Rabbeinu Amram going on the first place. Two, the Pesukim with the Kaddish either a Gula Rechta, either because it talks about Gula, or whatever they attack is called Gula Rechta. Three, Smira Skula Tzvila is fulfilled with the 18 Psukim of Yiru and Enu. Four, since it's a Tzara Tzvila, so the Shal Tzvila Tzavah is Rishus, or they shouldn't throw his Tzvila in his face, because he'll be able to fulfill the other guy, it's not a Hefsek. Atkan, this is the second part of the Shia, we'll discuss amazing Gemara with a big fight, which is which way you're diving when you say Shemon Esra. Which way you're diving? Everyone knows which way you're diving. Everyone knows. What kind of question is that? What kind of question? You face east, right? We live Israel's to our east. Take a look at the Gemara that Vav on the base, Rebosa. Ever turn to Gemara Brachas? That Vav on the base. Vav on the base. Says Gemara Brachas, the Brachas that Vav on the base as follows. We see in that Vav on the base called Amispala, Achor base, like it says, it's the fourth wide line. Nikra Russia. Oy vey. Omer Abaye, lo amor el lo mahad apel de beknishka. Only if he doesn't turn his face towards the shul. Omer mahad apel de beknishka, less limbo. If you face the shul, it's not a problem. The big fight here, what the words mean. Let's read Rashi first. Rashi says the first perish. Rashi. How does Rashi understand? Rashi says as follows. Rashi tells us, top line of Kali on the left top, left side. Achor beis haKnesses, kol piskei beis Knesses b'Mizrach, all the openings of the shoes were in the east. Haritanya b'Tosefta b'Megillah, main Mikdash b'Mishkan, Pneim l'Marav, v'Afarem l'Mizrach. That's how it was in the base of Mikdash, and that's how they did in those shoes. They faced west. Keep that in mind. It's counterintuitive. We face east. They used to face west. Hamispal achor beis haKnesses. Ve'eno mavze pono the beis haKnesses. Nire kekofer mishatziva mispal lefonov. Hoder avhuna mukla lavaye midlo hamahader ape lebeik nishto. So what's Rashi saying to me? What's Rashi saying? Well, take a look at how Tosfos understands Rashi. Tosfos is printed in Amud Aleph. It's an anomaly. Achor Pirish Rashi, Chazar again. Kol Pisre Bot Elisio So the Mizrach Acharen the Marav. Zavis Bal Achor Beis Haknesses. What does it mean? He's in the east, right? He's on the east side where the opening of the shul is. I repeat, he's on the east side where the opening of the shul is. And he turns his back to the shul. And the mouth of his lens, Kakof Mishan Sinus Balon, Mama Shachutzpah. Everyone is facing west, and his back is to them, and he's facing east. Mama Shachutzpah. That's terrible. He denies the Kaddish Baruch that they're all diving to. For lo nehi ra, I want to also understand. Adrab, the Mahadeh Apel the Beis Haknesses, Mivzik Yishtei Rashiyus. So what's happening over here? Post understands the words of Rashi. No, he's in the front of the shul. He's in the front of the shul. He's in the front of the shul. And if he faces away from the shul, according to Rashi, he's considered to be a kofir. Then he should face towards the shul. Says Tosfos, no. Adrabba, the Mahadeh Apel the Beis Haknesses, Mivzik Yishtei Rashiyus. Shakal Mispal Lamarav, who was found connected in the Mizrach. And we follow me so far? The Tosfos assumed that Rashi meant, not as I told you, he's in the east of the shul, he's to the west of the shul, he's in the front of the shul, in other words, but his back is to the shul, he's facing the same way everyone else is facing. Tosfos says, that's what he should be doing if he's there. Otherwise, he's facing the opposite direction. Shtei Rashiyus, the two gods. Okay, Nir Lachor Beis Haknesses, Mishakori Ha'am the Mizrach. That's why the Rashi originally. He's in the east side of the shul. V'o'am Mishtach and Lamar. V'lochi Kamer V'lo'am Mahadar Apeh. He's facing east. That's the worst thing. V'daf Kehem Shem Mispal Nehal Mispal Lamar. Avil Adon Mispal Nehal Mizrach. Why? In Europe. Adon Mimarov O'shal Eretz Yisrael. V'chsid Mispal Nehalecha Derech Arsam. V'nireh Kibosh Shepirish Lehem. V'tzad Mara. V'sparash Nehal V'tzad Mizrach. Just flipped around. We face east, they used to face west. Avkan, the word of Tosfos. Everyone so far? Everyone got it? Everyone has it so far? So far, so good. So it's a machlokas. It seems to be machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Exactly, not exactly sure what Rashi really meant. We know how Tosfos understood Rashi, but not completely clear that that's what Rashi really meant. Well, let's leave it at that for the moment. Fine. Now, the reason that Tosfos got there is because Tosfos presumably had a Girsa Rashi, which we don't have. Tosfos over here, Pirish Rashi, Kobote, the Mizrach, Bachareim Lamarav. Bachareim Lamarav, okay? Do we have that Girsa in our Rashi? And from the base? Kobote, but the Girsa of Mizrach, stop. So therefore, I tell Pshat and our Rashi is the way Tosfos love Pshat. But they had a different gears in Rashi. As a matter of fact, if you turn to Rashi on the Rif, please turn to the Rif and also in the back of the Gemara, and you'll see there's a different gears. Please turn to the Rif. Yeah. Hamispal achor beis hakneses, right? In the, I have it's given on the base of the old one. It's tested in new ones. Nikra Rosha, Shanema, etc. Amar lo b'havi apne kishda, b'havi kishda lesson bo. Says Rashi on the rib. Achor beis hakneses, kol piske bat the nesir shel ha'ayin b'zra, emir b'begila, v'acharein hoyol amarav, v'amispal achor beis hakneses, v'ein amarav z'kotam le beis hakneses, this is the text which they have. As a matter of fact, my version of the Rif has what they call little asterisks, which is called the Kovitz Mefarshim in the back. And I will read you what it says in the back, what they call the, Yalkut Mefarshim HaKadosh on the Rif. I never knew it was the Yalkut Mefarshim HaYoshin on the Rif, but okay. They call it the Yalkut, let's take a look what it says over here. Page test over here. Watch this. Over Rashi should be Gemara Kosav Upnei and Hoyo Lemarav Vacharei and Lemizra. Okay, so it's a different text, and so therefore, look what Rabbi Yonah says. He says the Kitzur Nimitz. It's not completely clear what the Yalkut explains as follows: the Tzad which has no Pesach is Keneged the Chotzer. The Tzad has a Pesach. It's called Vacharei. He's talking in the back, he's talking on the west, he's facing the west, the Sharaam. His back is to the community. That's the Girsa which Tosan and Rashi. In fact, Tosan, if they turn the other way, would be even worse. You're supposed to face away from the Hefa. Tosan says, like our Girsa and Rashi, and he says, if you face Eretz Yisrael, if you're in Europe, you face east. Fine. What do you see from here? According to Tosan's Girsa, if you're standing to the east, you have to face the east and not face the shul. Against Rashi. Rashi says, no matter, that's what Tosa seems to say. You have to face Eretz Yisrael and don't face the Aron Kodesh. The Tosa holds, facing Eretz Yisrael is more important than facing Aron Kodesh. So we know that in our old Beis Medrash and in our old shul, they face north. Aron Kodesh is in the north. So what should you do? According to Tosi, you have to face east and ignore the Heichal. Yeah? This is what it says over here. Fine. However, if you take a look in the Tosas Arush, who also talks about this, Tosas Arush, Rabosei, and Avon of the Beis, is trying to defend Shikas Rashi. Take a look, please, in Tosas Arush. Some of you have it in the back of your notes, as I do. Avon of the Beis. Tosos Rav and Beis, Pirish Rashi. I'm reading the Tosos of Rashi. If you have it, it's great. Shabbat in the seal shall have a pesukos and mizrach. Hanitani with the sefer the Megillah. Acharei the Arav. So they. Hamispal achar beis hakneses. Ve'ema mavz upon him the beis hakneses. Nira kekofer v'mishis talafa. Because of the pirusha. Why? Because Mishkan, Yerushalayim is a marav from where they were. Uvin the spal of Derech Arzam, Shomer Achor Beis Hakneses is upon of the marav. Hari Hofet upon of the Osarua, Shetivu the spalin. Ve'ena near the kofa. That's why I learned Chatan Rashi the other way around, right? Depends on the gears of Rashi. Yosi and near the Shtei Rishirs of the upon of the Mizra. That's a Tosas Kashi. He's behind the people, Beis Hakneses. Afa pisha a person of Mizra, Korea Achor Beis Hakneses, Bisha Achori Ha'am, Hofu Pnei Lamar. Kamash of the Kamabu Pirkin, Perika Roa, also Lavat Achor Beis Hakneses is behind the Beis Hakneses. Bisha Tzuzun Bispal, Lek Piskak Vidi, Pirish, the Kavan should Pnei Apesa, Nivish and the Kosh of the Konex. Masha should also tzatcha a pesach korah achor beis hakneses. The psachet should have a mitzvah to finish Rashi. You kosher lachor beis hakneses mashma machori a mishkan shekor achor also tzach shof lo pneim. Yesh a time to finish Rashi. Ki mahader apel and beknishka. Listen carefully. Less long go. If you face the shul, it's no problem. אף על פי שמהפך פונח לא עושה רוח יציב להופך פניהם, לא אומר לזה כשתי רשיוס. Why not? שכולם הופך פניהם כנגד האורן, ששבתור מונחס. זה דל רוחס הופך פניהם כלב יקה פורס. אף על פי שיש לך בשמשכים שיין. So the Tosafot wants to say that Rashi is right. It's a better face the Aron Kodesh than to face anywhere else. According to Rashi, the most important thing to face is to face the Aron Kodesh. According to Tosafot, the most important thing to face is to face Eretz Yisrael. Big machlokas, Rashi and Tosafot. That's a machlokas what to do if you have a shul that faces north. You have a shul that they'll face north for many, many years. The old base medicine, who are you, still faces north after all these years. What are you supposed to do? What's a Jew supposed to do? According to Rashi, you face the other Kodesh. Or the Tosafot, you face Eretz Yisrael, which is to the east. So what do you stop in the Beis Medrash? Shnei Rishuyos. Half the people face north, half the people face east. It was terrible. It was terrible. So Baruch Hashem, the new Beis Medrash we have in the Kulak building faces east, Baruch Hashem. So that's the new shul we have in the Yavis Riverdale faces east. So both the yeshiva and the shul, we fixed the problem after many, many years by having a new facility where the other Kodesh is to the east. Okay, all very, very nice. All very nice. The Rambam writes, you build the Heichal to the, in the direction where you daven, which is towards Eretz Yisrael. Now, Tosa says that us, in our cost, in our sugya, they face to the west. In Arabic, I ask you to tell us in Arabic, Yud Ches of the Beis, they say, the Kasav, I'm reading verbatim quotation. The Kasava Aitana and the Tosefta Megillah, the Shechina B'Marav. It's a Losh of the Gemara B'Bastra and the Chofei B'Nav. The Mishtachim and the Marav, or Horis Eretz Yisrael Beis Hamikdash B'Maravam. Where were they? They were in Yericho, Malei Adumim. To be more correct, you dive in Malei Adumim. You dive to the west. You know what Malei Adumim is? You know Yericho is? To the east of Yerushalayim. So you dive facing the west. According to the second shot, in Yericho, the Tosefta says she came with Sina Behecho, she pursued with Mizrach, not because the Shechina is Marav in general, but rather, as we said, that Flamen Amen Aleph, open it, we have to end the Shechina, this time is up, but let's see one more Gemara. Okay, one more Gemara, please, on the Flamen Amen Aleph, and then we'll have to stop, and tomorrow we'll complete this thorny Sugya, which is a very halachal amaisa Sugya. What do? If the Aron Kodesh is not facing Eretz Yisrael, to the direction of Eretz Yisrael. Take a look at the Lamed Amud Aleph, please. Lamed Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara as follows. Tana Rabbanan. Ha'omim v'chut starts, v'chav v'snivo k'neged Eretz Yisrael. Sh'nema v'sval elecha derech arzi. Ha'omim v'Eretz Yisrael, v'chav v'snivo l'Yushalayim. Sh'nema v'sval l'Hashem derech ha'ir v'ashem v'chartam. Ha'omim v'Yushalayim, וכאב נסליבו כדי בייס המקדש, שנאמר, הספל על הבייס הזה. ועומד בבייס המקדוש, וכאב נסליבו כדי את חזקות של הקדושים, שנאמר, הספל על המקום הזה. ועומד בבייס קודש של הקדושים, what's he doing there? What's he doing in the קודש של הקדושים? That's with the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, no? Who else is the קודש של הקדושים? Yeah. ועומד בבייס קודש של הקדושים, that's the gifts that we have, which is obviously referring to the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. No one else is allowed in there. It can't go in there, right? How can you go in there? Okay? They're different yourselves. Okay? I'll read the gifts that we have in our print. Yichav is legal can make a base of kaporis. The omen of a base of kaporis? Yiratzmo ki ilu lifnei a kaporis. Nimtza o be mizrach, mach lepon al mar, be mar be mizrach, be dorom le tzofen, tzofen le dorom, ko yisom b'chav is legal lebo pamechad, tel kalpios, tell us about Pius Ponimo. Whichever way you figure out the different yourselves, which if you look at the new Gemaras, that goes for Tziyunim, so the Rashash has different yourselves, whichever way it is, you have to face, let's go in order. Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Mikbeis and Mikdash, and, just to save a little time, the Aron Kodesh in the middle of the Kodesh HaKadosh. Skip a couple of those which we said. So that's a very important chiyuv. What do you do if that conflicts with the obligation to face the Heichal? According to Rashi, face the Heichal seems to be more important than facing Eretz Yisrael. Tosafot seems to say the other way around. facing Eretz Yisrael, it's more important to face in Hezron. What do you do? Is there a solution? Yeah. Build a new shul to face east. That's what we did. It took us 40-something years to do it. But we'll see later why people wanted to be rich. They wanted to face north. I made a lute at the end of the show yesterday. It worked for some people. But we'll see tomorrow what you're supposed to do in this kind of circumstance. Okay, we'll stop now. Thank you for joining us. I apologize for the technical. See you tomorrow, Boston.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for joining. Oh, that's cool.